in the book of Genesis and looking at verse 1. Genesis, the third chapter, and verse 1. And we're going to stop at verse 6. It said, "Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, God has said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. In verse 3, he said, But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die. Verse 5 said, For God know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And verse 6 says, And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and I, we're going to continue from our Bible study on Thursday night. What do you expect? Say that, what do you expect?
What do you expect?
What do you expect? You may be seated. What do you expect? When we look at the purpose and the plan that God has for our life was for us to prosper, and not only prosper, but God never intended for us to be in poverty and to be in want. It was God's will that we were blessed, fully blessed, beyond measures. And when he put man and woman in this Garden of Eden, he told them, say, all you got to do is just dress it. In other words, God provided. Everything was there, and all they had to do was pick the fruit, pick the trees, pick the leaves, and prepare it and eat it. Isn't that a blessing? How many want to live like that? Where everything is already provided, and all you got to do is live off the provisions of God. That's awesome, man. Now, how many of y'all know that was God's will for our life? To live off his provisions. He never intended for us to work hard and depend to work on a job from paycheck to paycheck. Amen. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He never intended for us. He never intended for us to do all this overtime and time and a half. He never intended for us to barely make it. God didn't intend for that. That was not his will. It was God's will that we have not just enough, but what? Say more than enough. More than enough. God will provide, won't he, y'all? And how many of y'all know God still got more than enough? Amen. It's a more than enough. Now, this was the will of God for Adam and Eve's life, and this was the will of God for all of our life. But y'all know what happened, don't you? See, God's will is the safest place to be in. That's the best place to be in. It's God's will. See, God knows what's better for us than we know what's best for ourselves. God done already laid it out. He said, if you do it my way, you do it according to my will, there's nothing I won't withhold from you. All of your needs and even your wants and your desires will be met.
Yeah.
See, that's not God's problem, because, see, God's will is going to be done, what, with us or without us. Ain't that right? Look at Matthew 6 and 10. Matthew 6 and 10 said, his will going to be done in heaven as it is what?
On earth.
As it is on earth. Amen. Now, God's will is what? Going to be done.
Yeah.
Tell two folk, his will going to be done.
His will
is going to be done. Amen. Amen. God's will going to be done. So the best place for us to do is what? Get in his will. But one thing that God does not do, Sister Helen, he don't come against our will. On that day in the Garden of Eden, y'all, guess what happened? Adam God could have came up against his will. God could have came up against Eve's will. But God don't come up against your will. God done already laid it out. He told him, he said, don't bother this tree in the midst of the garden. And the day you bother it, you're going to die. And he said, that's my will for you to enjoy all of this, but don't bother that tree. And that's going to be it. Now, it's up to you, Adam. It's up to you, Eve. But I'm not going to come against your will. Isn't that something? But how many of you know that's the best thing that God could ever done for us was give us a choice. Say, I got a choice. How many of y'all know right now you got a choice? How many of y'all know you living according to your choice? Say amen. Amen. Now, God's will is his word. That's what his will is his word. And if we want to get in God's will, we got to get in the word. We got to get rooted, grounded in the word of God. And then we got to take this word and we got to do what this word said do. Mm-hmm. It's something wrong when we hear it and we're not doers of it. See, that's what's wrong with Adam and Eve. They heard it, but they didn't do it. And when you don't do it, you suffer the consequences of getting out of God's will. And when you get out of God's will, you lose protection, provision, and you lose the presence of God. And a lot of things that can happen to you that you don't even want to imagine when you're out of the will of God. Everybody here done been out of his will, ain't that right? And the sad part, some of us may be out of it now, but it's not too late to get back in it. Amen. Say the will of God. A lot of Christians out of the will of God. A lot of Christians are out of the will of God. And what it is when we get out of the will of God, it's because we are disobedient and contrary to God's will. That means we do what we want to do instead of doing God's will. We do our thing. Everybody know what our thing is, don't they? It's called our will. Say, my will. How many of us know that my will ain't God's will, is it? Because that's a way that seems right, but the end is death, ain't it? But God's will is what? Not my will. And what we be doing, y'all might well say amen, what we do is we try to get God to line up his will with our will. Instead of us lining up our will with God's will. God ain't going to change, is he, y'all? The will been written, ain't it? It's settled in what? In heaven. The will been written, ain't that right? When God says according to his word, that is settled. That is not going to change. Amen. What I like about God's will is when we get in his will, baby, you might well get ready. You might well get ready to get blessed beyond measures. Look what Isaiah 1:19 said. If we willing and obedient, we will eat what? The good of the land. And if we ain't eating the good of the land, it's because we ain't willing and we're not obedient. Am I right about it? See, I believe that we are ready to receive from God. I really do believe we're ready to receive from God. But I think what's holding us back and stopping a lot of us from really receiving from God is that we don't want to die to our will. See, we want God to bless us according to our will and no can do. Come on, say amen. Amen. Say no can do. See, watch this. When we want to do it according to God's will, that gets a double portion of the blessings. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? How many wanted to come to church? That's a blessing, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
How many really want to pray? I mean, you really want to do this thing. Isn't that a blessing?
Yes, it's a blessing.
See, it's hard when you don't really want to praise God and trying to praise him. It's hard. It's hard when you're really trying. You really don't want to do something. You're trying to do it. It's very hard. That flesh don't want to do it, y'all. But when you're willing and you're beating, you want to do it. God said you'll eat the good of the land. Man, I'm going to preach to these dead folk today, Lord. They're going to come alive up in here. Amen. Amen. See, that's what's wrong with us right now. We don't feel nothing at church no more. We don't get excited no more. Because you know why? You can't feel nothing out of the will of God. Amen. You can't feel nothing out of the will of God. You can't feel his presence when you out of his will. But when you get back into his will, a sermon like this will make you excited. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell y'all something. When we obey God, that's what God looking at. All Adam and Eve had to do was keep obeying God. Never would have been seen in the earth if they would have just kept obeying God. Can I ask you a question? Just imagine where you and I be now if we would have just kept obeying God. See, when we obey God, what happened is favor is released in earth from heaven. See, that power that is released in heaven, it causes us to have success in our natural realm as well as the spiritual realm. Glory to God. And this will happen when we obedient. See, obedience is when your flesh trying to stop you from doing God's will, and you tell your flesh, I'm going to do what it is according to God's will. And when you do that, power, provision, all of those things from heaven is being released to you down here on earth. And what happens to a lot of us, we think because we don't see it right then. In the natural, we don't think it's happening. But every time you obey God, that sovereign favor is being released in your life. Say glory to God. Now, ain't nobody know when he said, willing or being, you eat the good of the land. Guess what? You're going to eat the good of the land when you do what it is God has called you to do and be obedient. God's word ain't going to return void. You got to have confidence in God's will. And what's wrong with us, we don't have confidence in God's will. God believe in us more than we believe in him. See, don't he, y'all? See, anytime we get into a situation and we lose confidence, we're going to stop doing it. You ought not to lose confidence in obedience. You ought to not lose confidence in having faith in God's word. Because when you lose your confidence, you know what you're going to start doing? You're going to start doing your will. You're going to start looking at your way. Instead of looking at God's will and God's way. Yeah. And many people have lost their confidence in God's will. But I come today to tell you, hang on in there, church. Amen. Amen. See, when we do it according to God's will, we got predictable results. Mm-hmm. In other words, if I know I'm doing according to God's will, I can expect something to happen sooner or later. All right. I wish I had a witness here. I can expect what something to happen what soon or later. Ain't that right? Yeah, yeah. So why am I worshiping God in the service and I'm excited? Because I know I got something coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But soon or later.
Yes,
am I right about it? See, I'm not looking at what it looked like. I'm looking at not the things that are temporal, but I'm looking at those things that are eternal.
Yeah.
Say glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
I wish I'd get a shout up and hear somebody know what I'm talking about. See, watch this. The things that are eternal are the spiritual things that are released from heaven every time I'm obedient.
Yeah.
Obedience worked for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor obedience worked for me. You know what works for you? Obedience. Can I say it again?
Uh-huh.
What works for you is what? Now what work against you?
Disobedience.
Disobedience work against you. See, obedience is the will of God, and disobedience is your will.
Yeah.
Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Disobedience, who will? That's your will. Ain't that your will? Say that's my will, disobedient. See, my will seems like it's working, don't it? Amen. Ain't that right? But let me tell you something about my will. It's going to give out of gas. Ain't nobody saying that. Isn't it going to give out of gas? And guess what? It's not going to be a service station nowhere for you. Ain't nobody saying that. You might well say amen. Somebody said, I've been doing this a long time. But guess what? That's all right. You had enough gas. But it didn't last a long time. It's going to quit sooner or later. I wish I had a supposed amen. Watch this. If I do something the way it's supposed to be done according to the word, and it don't work, something wrong. Did you hear that, Sister Tosh? Did you hear that, Bro Bain? Did you hear that? If I do something according to the word of God, the will of God, and it don't work, it's something wrong, ain't it? That's what the devil trick you with. When you do God's will and you obey God and it don't work right then, the devil try to tell you it didn't work. But you know what's nowhere working for you? Patience. Look at your neighbor and say, I got to be patient. See, look at you. Look at you now. You used to weigh 110 pounds. Now you weigh 210. You know why you weigh 210? Because you was patiently kept on eating and now you fat. Amen. So now you got to be patient and wait on God so you can live off the fat of the land. Ain't nobody saying that. Amen. See, that's how it is. That's all right. You want to try them pies, try them all day. Amen. See, I don't have to sit up and wish and beg. Do you? I ain't got to cross my fingers. Do you? I ain't got to say, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus is going to work. Amen. I ain't got to lay out on the floor all night long. I ain't got to say all of this and all of that. I ain't got to have no wishbone. Amen. Amen. All I got to do is be obedient. Ain't that right, Melinda? All I got to do is be obedient. See, you can go get the car working all the overtime and the nighttime, and you can steal, rob, and do all that to get you a new car. But all I got to do is be obedient. And I'm going to get a new car. Ain't that right? Is you going to say something? I said, is you going to say something? I said, is you going to say something? You need to say something. Amen. I'm willing to wait. Ain't that right? I heard somebody sing a song say, I don't mind waiting. Because if you're willing and obedient, you're going to what? Eat the good. Say, I got to stay in God's will. Say it one more time. See, this is what's wrong with a lot of us. And don't get mad at me. Amen. You need to stay just the way you are, because if you get mad, it's going to mess up your hair. Amen. Don't get mad now. You get mad, it's going to mess up your shirt. That's a nice shirt. Amen. Don't get mad, amen. Don't get mad. But then what's wrong with a lot of us, we got the wrong expectations. Now, you might well say amen. See, we want to do wrong, but expect things to happen right. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Now, ain't that the truth? All of us in here have been played a fool before. Ain't that right? But it's something wrong with you when you're making a fool out yourself. Say glory to God. See, ain't nobody saying that now because y'all think pastor be picking at you. But I'm telling you, this is the time we're living in where folk like to make a fool out their own self. Do you know when you make a fool out your own self, it is an open target for other folk to make a fool out you too? Say glory to God. It's called a wrong expectation. Say the wrong expectation. See, I expect God to confirm his word. See, I done called him to his word. And how many of y'all know the word work? Don't the word work? I don't care what you've been doing. When you done tried your will and then you see your will don't work, then you say, well, I might as well give God's will a chance, don't I? Even though you did that, God still turn around and confirm his word. Don't he confirm his word? Even though you did it your way, God still turn around when you get in his will and you walk in obedience, he still confirm his word. Don't he confirm his word? Watch this. Say expecting something. What y'all expecting? I'm talking the full gospel now. What are you expecting? You know, every day I ask my wife, what you expecting? Ask my children, what you expecting? Ask folk all the time, what you expecting? See, when you're in the will of God, you ought to be expecting the blessings of God. Ain't that right? But when you're out of God's will, what is you expecting? You really expect the devil to do what he say he gonna do? Huh? You expect lies gonna be the truth? You expect wrong gonna turn into right? What is you expecting when you're out of the will of God? You don't read the Bible no more. You don't come to church no more. You don't give no more. You don't even do the things of God no more. What are you expecting? Come on. You know, Adam and Eve, what was wrong with them too? What was they expecting? Just like us, what we expecting? Watch this. Expecting something to happen and it never happened the way we expected. That's something, ain't it, y'all? Disappointment. We walk around here every day disappointed because we was expecting the wrong thing. We expect God to do something that's not his will. We asking the almighty, all-knowing, all-seeing God to change his will for our will. Like we so special that God gonna stop doing what he's doing and fix it just for us. Mm-hmm. What do we expect? The word expect is a powerful word because we walk around here every day expecting something. We expect when we get on the freeway to make it to work. We expect when we get there, we got a job. We expect to do the whole day. Every day we expecting something. Am I right about it? But you know what's very disappointing? When we expect something to happen and it don't happen the way it's supposed to. Now ain't that right? You expect your children to turn out to be something and they turn out to be nothing. That's disappointing, ain't it, y'all? Ain't nobody saying that. You done did all those hours at work, you expect your paycheck to be something and it's short. Mad as I don't know what, ain't you? Hot as a 38, ain't you? Because you expected something. Many church members are walking around sad, depressed, can't worship, can't magnify God, can't even do their assignment. Because they've been walking in the wrong expectations. Wrong expectation. You know, what do you expect? You keep speeding down the road. You don't expect to get a ticket. Because you didn't get one yesterday. But sooner or later, you're going to get a ticket. And then when you get a ticket, what you mad for? What did you expect? You expect the police to pull you over and say you can fly tomorrow or two? Come on, say amen. What do you expect? What do you expect when you abuse your body? You abuse your body. You drink anything you want, eat anything you want to eat. You don't exercise, don't take care of yourself. Then you go to the doctor and they tell you, we see everything on the x-ray. Even the x-ray saw something on the x-ray. What do you expect? We expect everything to be all right when it's not right because we're out of the will of God. This is a good word if you take heed to it. See, expectation, listen, Helen, expect means to look forward to. That's what it means, to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Not backwards, but forward to. Right. It means to think likely that this could come or it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It means to look forward with confidence. It means to feel sure about getting something. It means you can count on it being right. I'm expecting this. Amen. And many Christians out of the will of God, because we got false expectation. I gotta get this thing right. So I gotta get this thing right. And it really pull on your spirit when you're expecting something to turn out right and it turn out wrong. And it happening to a lot of us because we out of the will of God. That's a pitiful possibility complex with God. Look at Eve, y'all. She got these false expectations. The devil done sit there and told her something contrary to the word of God. He twisted her up and deceived her and had her having false expectations. Her expectation was, when I bite this fruit, I'm going to be a God and I ain't going to need God no more and I can do whatever I want to do. But she was not expecting what happened to really actually happen. And then she gave it to Adam and he didn't expect what was going to happen either.
Right.
And then when it did happen, they realized they'd been deceived and they had false expectations. Mm-hmm. Right. See, they disobeyed God. They got out of God's will. They were all right if they just would have stayed in God's will. See, she wanted something that she shouldn't have never wanted in the first place. She had what she needed. And that's what get us in trouble. See, God's will is what we need. Sometimes God's will ain't got what we want. Because God know what you need better than you know for yourself.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Right.
But you know what we'll do? We'll keep begging God till we get God to say, God, let me have it, let me have it. And we'll go get it ourselves. Mm. And then we catch hell with it. We have trouble with it. But it's not God's will. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. False expectation. She was disappointed when she realized, I've been deceived. But it's too late. It's too late. It's too late. She thought she could get out of God's will and still be blessed. And a lot of us do that. We're going to marry somebody out of God's will, and we think everything going to be happily ever after. Right. See, we're going to marry somebody, and we out of God's will. Amen. And we think God going to bless it anyway. Come on, y'all. God don't bless nothing out of his will, do he, y'all? That means he got to bless the devil, don't he? And he ain't going to bless the devil. Amen. God, don't let me look at these four faces. Let me keep preaching. Amen. Say glory to God. She had false expectations. How many of y'all living right now because you expected something to happen and it didn't happen now? And you got to live with it, ain't that right? See, that's false expectations when you see the outside and you didn't look on the inside. Say amen. See, you thought you was getting something and you got a lemon, ain't that right? That's false expectations, ain't it? See, there's a lot of disappointed us. A lot of us are disappointed because we think we can change God. We cannot change God. When you come to church and you come to Full Gospel Fellowship Church, my responsibility is to preach the word of God, that you stay in the will of God. Say the will of God. Because God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways ain't your ways. Right. He said, my word ain't going to return void. Say amen. It's sad when you watch people. You watch people, they expect something to happen, and it never happens for them. And as a pastor and as a man of God, I talk to people and they're expecting something. I'm like, you know, God's supposed to change and I know it's not going to change. And they'll sit there and they'll hold on to it and it never's going to be the way they think it's going to be because they got false expectations. False expectations. Many of you won't even get in your word. You won't even submit to the will of God. And then you still expect to be blessed. You expect a promotion, you expect more money, you expect all of these blessings that God has for you, but you want to do it your way. You want to be in your will. Prophecy can come to pass, but it ain't just going to automatically happen until you get in God's will. There's a lot of things God going to say according to his will. He going to speak on you at 13, and it may not come to pass till you 59. Y'all ain't saying nothing right now. Because what you got to do, you got to stay in God's will. It's called a divine process. Say a divine process. It's an order of arrangement. See, God done already fixed it. God done already paved the way. All you got to do is get on the road and stay on the road. And what's going to help you stay on that road is the word of God. Say amen. Step by step, God will lead you and guide you according to his word, which is his will. All you got to do is follow and obey. Say, follow and obey. Man, I'm preaching up in here. I know I'm preaching. Say, follow and obey. See, you didn't follow and you didn't obey. Or you did follow and you obeyed. See, the reason I'm not saying it this way to pick at you, the reason why I know you didn't follow and obey because you ain't got no joy. Because, see, if you got joy, it's because you're doing what's right. Come on, say amen. And you know what's so hard on us? You know why it's so hard on us? Because we disappointed. Because what we expected to happen, it did not happen. Amen. Look at these promises. Is these promises God got for real? I can't hear nobody. Is these promises for real? But you know what? They'll happen. It'll come to pass. His will come to pass. If we don't what? Give up? We'll reap if we what? If we faint not. We'll reap if we don't faint not. 1 John 5 and 4 says, this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Ain't that right? That's something I know I got to overcome before some things, before God will come to pass in my life. It's some things I got to overcome. See, faith is something I don't have to wish for. I don't have to hope for. It ain't no magic wand that you wear. Faith is you got to please God. You got to diligently seek him. And you got to do what it is he said according to his word. That's how faith works. See, if you don't have faith, that means you're going to get out of his will. But if you have faith, you're going to stay in his will. See, when I'm believing God for something, glory to God. You watch this. When you start believing God for something, it always going to be something that seems impossible. Any of y'all? It's going to seem like it can't happen, isn't that right? But guess what the word of God said? This my will, it will happen.
Yes, it will.
But now what you got to do is you got to line up with God's will, which is his word, and God will make it happen.
Yes, it will.
But know what he needs you to do? He needs you to have faith. Say, I got faith. See, when I have faith and believe God for something, if I turn around, watch this, and I start looking at y'all, oh my God, forgive me, Jesus, and don't y'all get upset. If I start looking at y'all, I lose faith. Amen. Because y'all Negroes do what you want to do when you want to. Amen. If I start looking at y'all for what God want, what God said going to happen and what he going to do, God, I don't look at y'all pocketbooks and I don't look at y'all finances. Oh, no. Glory to God. I can't do that. Amen. Oh, y'all ain't saying that. When something need to be done, I don't look at whether you have the ability and the responsibility to do it. I don't look at it that way. I got to look at it according to the word when it comes to faith. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These things, what, shall come to pass. Now, let me give you an example. You know, you look at stuff, you say, look at all these people in here right now. See, that's faith. But in reality, ain't nobody here but y'all. But in faith, I see all these people in here. Now, we take up the money back there. In faith, all I see is this. You know, all I see in reality is this. But in faith, I see all this money to build this. You see where I'm coming from? So what I got to do now is I got to stay in faith according to God's will in order for it to come to pass. I can't look in your pocketbook. Amen. I can't live in your checkbook. Amen. I can't look at your finances. Amen. Now you can get mad all you want to because you know what? I don't care because I already know what you're going to do and what you ain't going to do. Whenever you in the will of God, I know what you're going to do. When you out of the will of God, I know what you ain't going to do.
Amen.
You might well say amen.
Amen.
When somebody out of the will of God, they ain't finna do God's will. If they in the will of God, they going to do God's will.
Yeah.
Say amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching now, any of y'all. Now watch this. When I get in a faith fight, say when I get in a faith fight. That's when I'm expecting something to happen. I'm expecting something to happen, and it don't happen yet. That doesn't mean I ain't in faith. That means it just ain't happened yet. Y'all better take that word yet and do something with it. Say glory to God. God ain't through with me yet. Ain't that right? Yet it will happen in a yet time. Ain't that right? See, according to who will. It's going to happen in the time according to who will. According to who will?
God's will.
Can I help you a little bit? Mm-hmm. See, watch this. God will don't have to line up with your will.
Right.
Your will have to line up with God's will.
Right.
Can I say that again?
See,
our will got to line up what? God know when we ain't lined up, don't they, right? So you know what the process is in a process of time? You know what he doing to us? He getting us lined up.
Yeah.
That's what he doing. He just getting us lined up.
All right.
See, some of you think, well, God didn't give it to me. God didn't want me. No, baby, he just lining you up. He getting you ready. Say he getting me ready. Ain't nobody saying that, but that's all right. I know how I feel right now. Amen. He just getting you ready. Ain't that right? See, watch this. See, you want something. God wants you to have it, but you ain't ready for it now. So what he got to do is he got to get you lined up with his will. Because there are some things that you got to overcome in order to receive from God. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, I mean, what God look like giving you a whole lot of money and you don't know how to spend money right? Oh, come on, say amen.
Amen.
What God look like giving you a man? Amen. And you ain't ready to submit to him. You might well say amen.
Amen.
God ain't going to give you something that's out of his will. He going to give it to you when you get in his will. And when you first get in his will, it's some work need to be done. It's called a molding and a making and a shaking and a baking. But you just want it anyway. You don't care whether you're in his will or not. You just want it anyway. And then when you get it and you're not in God's will, you ain't going to keep it or it's going to kill you. And it will kill you. Uh-huh. Say amen. There are some people doing some things that is not God's will. They love God, but it ain't God's will for their life. You got some people doing some things, it's totally out of the will of God, but they truly love God, but it's not God's will for their life. And it won't work. And it ain't happening for them. And it don't work for them. You know, we going around here doing everything out of the will of God, and then we expecting it to work. And it don't work. You know, I got to label with this married thing because, you know, when you married in the will of God and your spouse out of the will of God, a divided house ain't going to stand. You in the will of God, but your children out of the will of God. Y'all ain't going to get along. Because somebody is out of the will and somebody's in the will. Say glory to God. See, watch this. God's will for our life is a process. And that process going to take some time, boy. Many of us done got in situations that have been terrible because it wasn't God's will. But we're going to make it work. That's just like taking a round circle and putting it into a square hole. And many of us, we can't get it in there, so we pound it in there. And we try to make it work, and it's not going to work. You shouldn't have never married somebody out of God's will. Amen, church, amen. You never should have went somewhere out of God's will. You never should have bought nothing out of God's will. You never should do anything out of God's will. Because God's will for your life is better. But you say, I'm going to try it anyway. And that's what Adam and Eve said. I'm going to do this anyway. And I expect it to be the way I think it should be. But it never turns out that way. Imagine Joseph, y'all, when God first told him about his will for his life. He told Job as a little boy, you're going to rule over your mama. You're going to rule over your father. You're going to be a princess one day. And God showed him the will for his life. But you know what he didn't show Joseph? He didn't show Joseph what all he had to go through. Right. And it's called a process. Mm-hmm. You know, this is why when I'm up here ministering to people and I'm talking to people, people don't want to hear the process. They want to hear naming and claiming. Yeah. They want to hear it's coming. And they get excited and they jump and they down and they all screaming and they all hollering. But then when they see what all they got to go through, they faint and they give up. Because you know why? They don't want to line up with God's will. Look at Joseph. All them years, thrown in a pit, sent off to Egypt, in prison. All them years went by, but he stayed in God's will. And when he stayed in God's will, it came to pass for his life. Many of us, we just don't understand. God's will ain't easy all the time. Am I right about it? Sometimes God will get hard. And you know why it get hard? That's when it's getting good, when it get hard. Because you right out of breakthrough when it get hard. Say amen. See, let me tell you something. As long as you keep going forward and expecting. See, expecting means looking forward to something. When you in God's will, you got something to look forward to. Glory to God. Do you know, can't nobody stop God's will for going on in your life? Can't nobody stop the will of God for going on in your life? When you obedient and you stay in his will, it shall come to pass. And can't nobody stop it from happening. Am I right about it? Who stop it? We do. How come we stop it? We get disappointed. Because things didn't what? Turn out the way we expected to. I was talking to a little young preacher. You know, he passing the church where I used to pastor. They locked him out too. Kicked him out that door. Boom, locked that door and locked him out, right? He wasn't expecting that. Amen. Neither was I. But God got a plan.
And see, he started a ministry. Oh, man, about 100-some folks went with him. And I called him the other day. He said, it's a shifting now. They done started leaving, see. And he done got discouraged, see. See, I told him that before. I said, all them folk ain't going to stay with you. But see, they said, he said, nah, he don't want to hear all that old negative talk and that disappointing stuff. You know, he said, he don't want to hear all that. That's speaking against the word of faith for his life. I said, okay, Negro, you'll see. And they started shifting. See, he didn't expect that. Now he don't know what to do. Now they feel like giving up and quitting because it didn't turn out the way he expected to. And that's what happened to people. Mm-hmm. The unexpected is going to happen. You might well get expected for the unexpected.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Right.
Amen. You don't know how to deal with the unexpected, you ain't going to make it.
True.
Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
See, this is what's wrong with a lot of us. We didn't expect the divorce, but you divorced.
Right.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
You didn't expect Junior to get in trouble, but Junior in trouble.
Yeah.
Am I right about it? You didn't expect the bills to get behind and lose your job, but it happened. Am I right? That don't mean you out of the will of God. That means God is getting ready to do something awesome in your life.
Yeah.
And those things was not supposed to be in your life.
That's right.
Because you got to expect the unexpected.
Sure.
Am I right about it?
Right,
amen. Look, I look at my brother musician over here every day. He get up, he come to church. He expect his wife to be by his side every Sunday. But he'll learn to go on without her. Amen. You might well say amen.
Amen.
You got to learn to go on without some folk. Amen.
Amen.
If two of us show up Sunday, I'm going to preach just like I preach every Sunday.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Because you know what? I got something to look forward to long as I'm in God's will. Do you know God can take care of this church with two folk just like he can with 200 folk?
Amen.
If we in the will of God, ain't that right?
Right.
See, everybody looking at the crowd and the number, but God said, how many got on the ark? And when but eight folk got on the ark, and all the rest of them drowned it. Because they was out of the will of God. And only a few of them was in the will of God.
Yeah.
Say glory to
God.
I tell you today, you're in the safest place you should be when you're in the will of God. You'll be looking at the majority thinking they all right. You all right when you're obedient and you stay in the will of God.
Yeah.
You should have got a shot on right then.
Yes, sir.
Am I right about it? Some of y'all, you're married folk, know you ain't in the will of God. You'll do some things and know it ain't God's will for your life. You do it because you're selfish and you just want what you want. Am I right about it?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to say amen on that.
Yeah.
Then you expect God to bless it and shatter it and pour all his blessings on it. And you know you're totally out of God's will. Am I right about it? We'll do stuff, no, we ain't going to do right. We're going to do what we want to do, ain't that right? But we still say, Lord, bless him. Talking to my son, selling drugs, doing everything in the book, crook on top of crook, doing everything. And then talking about the Lord blessing me. And the Lord got his arms all around me. And the Lord taking care of me. And the Lord going to do this and the Lord going to do that. I said to him like this, I said, you know what? You're right. It is the Lord. The devil. It ain't God. God ain't just selling no dope. Ain't that right? Ain't that right, y'all?
Right.
Amen, amen. Right. Folk to myself, I know God taking care of me. You know, God ain't in the shacking. Amen.
Amen.
He ain't in all that stuff. Am I right about it?
Right.
And we want God to bless it in a way. Ain't that right? I know everything all right. God ain't into you blowing your money, ain't paying your tithes, and you ain't giving to the Lord. The Lord ain't in that. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Lord ain't in no bulldog of mess. Ain't that right?
Right?
God ain't in no gay stuff. Ain't that right? But we want God to bless it anyway, don't y'all? That's false expectations, y'all. Come on, say amen. I'm through now. I'm almost through. And bump glad, too. Amen. How many? I come for backslide, Melinda. How come for backslide? Won't do what they want to do. False expectations. Give up. How many of you have seen folk come to the Lord excited, doing God's will, and somewhere down the line they get disappointed because things didn't turn out the way they expect them to?
Mm-hmm.
Pastor shouldn't have said that. I didn't expect him to say that. Oh, no, I didn't expect him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect pastors. Pastor is saying this because God done put it on my heart to say it. And then you get mad. And then when you leave and you go out there and catch cancer and all kind of stuff happen to you. Amen. You didn't expect that either, did you? Ain't nobody saying that. Am I right about it? You think God going to keep letting you fornicate and don't catch nothing? You're going to catch something sooner or later. Because he said fornication defiles the body. Am I right about it? We leave our wife because we got this fine little pretty young thing over here waiting on us. And we expect to marry her and we're going to be happy ever after. Come to find out she just as psychologically deranged as your wife was. You had the wrong expectations. Ain't nobody saying that. Say glory to God. Leave your husband and meet in Walmart and marry this joker. Come to find out this joker's a psychopath. He's been in prison 30 years and got a name, you know, and he gave you the wrong name and all of that. And come to find out he the one killed your cousin 10 years ago. I'm telling you like it is, ain't that right? The wrong expectations. Pastor had to get that here, see? You can't. Then you know what we do. I'm there. This is what we do. Y'all might well say amen. We walk around here putting all these burdens on other folk, expecting them to do something that God done told us to do. Ain't that right? Now watch this, y'all. Say, Pastor. They expect me to come visit them when they sick, don't they? Don't they, y'all? They expect me to pray for them, don't they? Say amen. They expect the church to help them if they go through any problem, don't they? They wouldn't pray for their children, don't they? They want me to stand in the gap. They don't care if I get no sleep. Ain't that right? They don't care what I do. They don't care if I get a vacation. They don't care how much money we take. They say, I need pastor to do it, and they expect me what? I can't hear you. They expect me what? They expect me to do it. And when I don't do it, what happened? They get disappointed, and they get fire mad. Hot 38 mad. Hot 9mm man. Dynamite man. Am I right about it? But they expect that, don't they? Now watch this. Let's flip the script. I expect them to come to church, don't they? I expect them to get their tithes, don't they? I expect them to do their assignment, don't they? I expect a lot of things out of them, don't they? And they do it? Amen, amen. And I don't get mad. Amen. Because you know why? I don't have false expectations. I realize that. See, when things don't turn out the way we think, they ought to turn out. You know, some people, I didn't expect certain people to flip. I didn't expect certain people to do certain things. Because I thought they had more God in them and more love for God in them. I didn't expect that. And then some of us, we get mad because people don't expect certain things out of us, and we think they do. You lazy, and you want us to call on you. I don't expect you to do nothing. You ain't been doing nothing, so why should I call on you? See, we get the wrong expectations. Here go Adam. Here go God. He says, now look what the man and this woman have done. I'm closing, y'all. I'm closing. Here, look what this man and this woman have done. They done got out of my will. Look at the heavenly council now. They talking. Say, now look, God, look what they done did. Now we got to get them out of the garden before they eat this tree. And they're going to be messed up for the rest of their life. We got to get them out of the garden. So what God does, he said, I need to go down here. In the cool of the day, he said, Adam, where art thou? He said, what's wrong with you? Adam said, I hid. Why did you hide? He said, because I was naked. Who told you were naked? He said, you done bothered that tree. He said, yeah, I know you have. He said, why did you do that, Adam? He said, that woman you gave me. He blamed her. Right. So he blamed her. So they asked the woman, he said, why did you do that? He said, the serpent beguiled me. Now there she go, blame him. He ain't even asked the serpent. See what I'm talking about? Now he says to Adam, he didn't say this to Adam, but I know he says that. What did you expect, Adam? Didn't I tell you the day you eat thereof, you're going to die?
And I know he looked at Eve and he said, what did you expect? Now, I'm going to tell you what you should have expected when you bit from this tree. You should expect to die now. See, we don't expect this bad stuff that be happening to us. Because if we did, we wouldn't do what we do. You know I'm right, no. You know why we do it? We do it because we deceive, because we expect something different to happen. And then when it don't happen, we please, Lord. Please, Father. Please, Father. And ain't God been good, y'all? Haven't he forgave us? Wiped the slate clean, ain't he? But then we'll go right back and do the same thing. Don't we, y'all? Because he forgave us this time and forgive us this time. He gonna always forgive us, but we expect not to be punished. So he told Eve, he told Adam, he said, Adam, because you did what you did, I'm going to deal with you last. But I'm going to deal with Eve right now. Because she was the one initiated it. Eve, you're going to have pain. Not only you going to have pain, Eve, you're going to bleed every month like I don't know what. You're going to have cramps. You're going to have all kind of female problems. And you're going to have some bad children. You don't let the devil see you get in there. You're going to have some bad, little bad children. Yeah, you is, Eve. And then get what, Eve? Your husband going to have to rule you for now on. Yep. Now, that's what's going to happen to you, Eve. Now, Adam, because you did that, I provided all this for you. You ain't had to dig a garden. You had to plant no seeds. You ain't had to do nothing. But now you're going to dig, buddy. You're going to sweat hard. And sweat going to come from your brow because of what you did. And now, wait a minute, hold up. Now, both of you, look at me. And you're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to get old one day. And see this dirt that I got you out of? You're going right back in this dirt. You sit up here and got tricked and fooled, expecting something different. You should have been listening to me and staying in my will, Adam. And you didn't do it. Neither did you, Eve. So now, you ain't got nothing to pack because everything in this garden stay in this garden. But y'all too, y'all got to go. And he put them out. And he said, to make sure you don't come back, I'm going to put an angel here, a cherubim angel with a flaming sword. Show him, angel, cut up a couple of these trees. That's going to be your head to get back up in here. And that's what he did. He put that angel right there. You know what Adam and Eve did? They kept on trucking. And they got out of there. And guess what happened? They out of the will of God. Now life is hard. It's hard. They don't have the protection of God. They don't have the provision of God. Now they got to go through a whole different process than other than the will of God. Listen to this, y'all. What do we expect when we're out of the will of God? What do we expect when we're in the will of God? Huh? Pastor, preach to these people the will of God. Let these people know the truth every time you see them. Stay in God's will. I went over to Lady House. She lost her daughter. She lost her daughter, man. She Sister Mary lost her daughter. I went over to the house. We went over there. And we just was a blessing to her.